Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord, and I am your host, Monster Jam Lord. On this episode, I'm going to give my opinion of Monster Jam's top 10 in the power rankings right now. So, a lot of people in any sport, when it comes to any sport, don't typically agree with the power rankings any of the time, because usually it's politicized, usually due to favorites and things like that. But, I'm going to go give my opinion right now on Monster Jam's power rankings, and kind of, you know, move around where I think people should be and all that. So, first let's start off with Monster Jam's power ranking themselves, the most recently released ones from June 28th. It's been 2 weeks since they updated it. So, here we go. Number 10, Brandon Vincent Gravedigger. Number 9, Zach Garner Wildside. Number 8, Tristan England Megalodon. Number 7, Barry Moosauer Zombie. Number 6, Bryce Kenny Mohawk Warrior. 5, Todd LeDuc Monster Energy. 4, Tyler Menenga Gravedigger. 3, Tom Mentz Max D. 2, Adam Anderson Gravedigger. And 1, Ryan Anderson Bakugan Dragonoid. That is your current Monster Jam official power rankings for as of 6/28, June 28th. But here, I'm going to give you guys my opinion, who I think are the top 10 and reasons why I think they are the top 10. So let's get right into it. So I got my number 10, Brandon Vincent Gravedigger, for my number 10 on the list. And that is because the couple shows that Brandon Vincent has actually competed in this year, it's been not many, only probably about 2 or 3 weekends, if that, this year, he dominated. Obviously, he's really good. A guy who, he needs more seat time. Now that Monster Jam's coming back more and more cities and everything, we're going to see him a lot more and going to see him driving in arenas a lot more than we have seen all of 2021 so far. So, Brandon Vincent, number 10 on my list. Number 9, Zach Garner Wildside, right? So far my 9 and 10 are right where they should be, I think. Agree with Monster Jams, excuse me. Zach Garner Wildside, really good. He's the future of Monster Jam, and it really helps him out that he is on stadiums and is running when Jamie can't run in Overboard, or when, you know, Team Overboard chooses to put out their different drivers. Zach Garner is really good. He's a threat in every single competition. I'd say mainly freestyle is his strong side, which is saying something because of how good at skills he is. He is only getting better, like more skilled. You know, like he started off with a lot more kind of aggressiveness, and now it's turning in more into skill just in the couple weeks that I've seen him in stadium. So very impressive for Zach Garner Wildside. Now number 8. On my power rankings list, I got Bryce Kenny, Mohawk Warrior. Bryce Kenny has not had a typical season we'd see from him. It's been not bad at all, but he's not been getting as many competition wins at all. He's not been getting as high as scores. His freestyles haven't been as crazy as they used to be. You know, not as many wow moments, aside from Indianapolis this year with that crazy wreck and skills competition, but his highlight reel for 2021, I would not say has matched 2020s or even 2019s. I think he's did a lot better in those 2 years, and including 2018 as well, as rookie year on stadiums. So that's why I got Bryce Kenny, who is still not slouching at all, but he's still, I think, a little higher than he should be. So my number 7 on the power rankings, we got Barry Moosauer Zombie, someone who just came off 2 weekends ago with his first racing win of the year. Barry always puts a strong competition in on racing, always has strong freestyles, and he kind of lacks in the two-wheel a little bit, so that is why he is so low. But Bari, just coming off of that racing win, I think he deserves to be up at the number 7 spot. So, my number 6 that we got right now, we got Tyler Menninga, Gravedigger. And the reason why he is so low, it's because he hasn't competed since April. Tyler Menninga has not driven in about 3 months now, going on 4. It's just, you know, it's Tyler Menninga. When he was driving Gravedigger for those couple weekend shows, he did great, and he's pretty much in the same boat as Brandon Vincent, where he's only in a couple arena shows that they're not putting Kristen in or not putting Adam in the arenas, and Gravedigger's not going to be doing arenas in Gravedigger right now. So that is why Tyler Menninga is so low on the list. It's mostly because he hasn't been competing in a couple weeks. That is why I put him at number 6. So moving on to my number 5, we got Todd LeDuc, Monster Energy. Again, kind of surprising to put Todd LeDuc so low on a list like this. He's the greatest Monster Energy driver they've ever had. So much skill. Just not getting all those competition wins like he's used to getting. Todd, he just got 2 racing wins in San Antonio, but those are his very few racing wins that he's gotten all 2021. I don't even think Todd's got a skills competition win this year. And he does have multiple freestyle wins on the year. So placing top 5 in a list where there's multiple drivers, still not bad at all, but it's Todd LeDuc. You'd expect him to be a little higher than that. So moving on to my number 4, we got Tom Mentz, Maximum Destruction. Tom Mentz is great, but he is still, again, I've said this with every driver pretty much so far, he's not at number 1. Because you'd expect him to be, because of how tough the competition's been on this tour this year. Tom has not gotten nearly as many racing wins. He's not gotten nearly as many skills wins. I mean, he's still got a lot of those, or freestyle wins this year. But and that's why he's getting so, well, 4 is not low, but that is where I'm putting Tom Mentz for this weekend. Ever since they changed the track setup for this year, ever since they moved to the St. Louis style tracks instead of the Chicago style racing tracks, Tom has improved, I would say, in every competition, including freestyle, and which is kind of funny, in skills too, which shouldn't even really affect his you know. But I just think that tracks up, and maybe even putting him back in Max D, maybe give him a little bit of a boost, take him out of Max D Fire. But I'd say some of Tom's best stuff we've seen in a long time has been in Max D Fire. Like, ever since he came back from his injury in 2017, Max D Fire starting in 2019, I'd say in those last 5 years, Tom had the best highlights in those past 5 years of Max D Fire. But starting in 2021, Tom was kind of losing that wow factor that we'd see on, like, you know, every single weekend. I think it's mostly because, you know, he's trying to tell him to tone it down and everything, like they are with everyone. But that is why Tom Mentz is getting a little lower. I think everyone expected him to win the tour this year, I think, coming into it. So maybe getting him back in Max D is going to be bringing some of that energy back to Tom. So that is where Tom is at. He's at number 4 on my list. Moving on to number 3, I got Tristan England, Megalodon. This guy has only been in 3 weekends worth of stadium competition, starting back in Indianapolis in June, and he is already at number 3. That is incredible. He only had 1 arena weekend before that this year, back in Biloxi in May, and he is already back at number 3 in the Monster Jam Power Rankings. And I think everyone would agree with me here. Tristan England has been over-exceeding his expectations by far, especially in freestyle, I think. I don't think a lot of people expected him to be very good in freestyle, because in all of his World Finals appearances, he just had one-hit wonders in freestyle, and or there'd be truck problems or anything. But now that he's back in a stadium, or now that he's reintroduced to a stadium groove for 2021, you could really tell that he knows exactly what he's doing. His truck control is incredible, in freestyle, let alone the skills. In racing competition, he's insane. It's just really good stuff going on with Tristan England. That is why he's up at number 3 with only 3 weekends of stadium competition. And so now we're moving on to number 2. I got my number 2 as Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid, your 2021 series champion. Someone who people would probably expect to think he's at number one on this list, but I'll give you my reasons why I don't think Ryan is at number one. He's not gotten a stadium competition win since San Antonio. It was for 9 shows before last weekend in San Antonio is what they were saying. So that blew me away. I was surprised that Ryan hadn't gotten any competition wins. He's gotten overall since then, but he had not placed first in racing skills or freestyle in 9 shows. And that was insane when I heard that. Ryan, he's always getting more competition wins than any other driver ever. Like, when you tally up all the wins for the end of the year, it's always Ryan Anderson with by far more than anyone. But yeah, it's almost like the past couple weekends, it's not been hitting for Ryan Anderson, especially in Kansas City. That was not a good weekend for him in any of the competitions. In Indianapolis, he was doing great, but just not enough to get those wins. And which I think he did get gypped out of. I think he should have got a couple wins in Indianapolis. And San Antonio, there was quite great action from him there. But I think his action is surpassed by my number one pick, who is Adam Anderson, who is backing Gravedigger for the 2021 season. Adam Anderson, again, only 3 weekends of stadium competition when he's back in Gravedigger since leaving Megalodon. Adam Anderson has been putting on by far, in these past 3 weekends, the best freestyles we've seen from anyone in the entire 2021 season. He's getting by far more air, by far more crazy stuff, most notably July 4th show in San Antonio when he just sent the truck and did a classic Dennis Anderson crash, if you will. Truck flipping end over end. He's been right back where he belongs. If I could only imagine if Adam was in Gravedigger all season this year, he would definitely have taken the Tour Championship. I don't even think it would have been close if Adam was in Gravedigger all year. Just by showing how great he's been these past couple weekends in all competitions and racing skills and most notably freestyle, Adam Anderson has been insane. Adam Anderson has been doing incredible. So he is at the number one of my power rankings. To compare mine versus Monster Jam's again, we'll start from 10. Monster Jam's number 10, Brandon Vinson. Mine's number 10, Brandon Vinson. Monster Jam number 9, Zach Garner. Mine's number 9, Zach Garner. Number 8, Tristan England for Monster Jam. Number 8, Bryce Kenny for me. 7, Barrio Musara for them. 7, Barrio Musara for me. 6, Tyler Menenga for me. Number 6, Bryce Kenny for Monster Jam. Number 5, Tom LaDuke for me and Monster Jam. Number 4, Tyler Menenga for Monster Jam. Tom Mentz for me. 3, Tom Mentz for Monster Jam. Tristan England for me. 2, Adam Anderson for Monster Jam. Ryan Anderson for me. Number 1, Ryan Anderson for Monster Jam. Adam Anderson for me. So that is my current Monster Jam power rankings as of, I'll do 7/15/21. Podcast should be coming out tomorrow on the 16th. So that is it for this episode of Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. But before I end the episode, let me tell you guys where I will be for 2021 up until August 28th. So let me get out my list right now. So starting this weekend, Monster Jam is returning to MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey for 1 full capacity stadium show. I could not be more excited. This is my number one stadium on top of my bucket list. And what sucks is the forecast looks like it's going to be a rain show, which is a big boo-hoo from me. But whatever, at least I'll be watching Monster Jam there. So hopefully the weather kind of swings our way the way that we want to see it, but it looks like it's going to be another mud show for East Rutherford, which we saw a couple years back. So that is this weekend, July 17th. Next weekend, July 23rd through 25th, 5 Monster Jam shows in Los Angeles, California, Staples Center, and we got the return of Ryan Anderson driving Son of a Digger, the most anticipated truck to return for me all year. And it's kind of disappointing that his return is in an arena, but at least we're getting 5 shows. So, whatever. But the weekend after that, July 31st, we have another full-capacity stadium show in New Orleans, Louisiana. The stadium return of Son of a Digger. That is going to be exciting. That's going to be incredible. I cannot wait. A great lineup, too. The 2 independents in the same stadium lineup are the Pagliarulos and the Bad Company team with Cody Ossossier driving Fast Metal. Gonna be incredible in his hometown. So I'm just saying, we might see some crazy stuff. Then I got a week off in August, the first week of August, August 7th, that would be the Saturday there. So next weekend after that, August 14th, I will be attending two shows in Denver, Colorado for Monster Jam, two arena shows in the Ball Arena in Denver, Colorado. Excited for that. Then August 21st, I will be attending two Monster Jam shows in Fresno, California. I've never been further north than Los Angeles in my life in California, which is kind of funny when you think about it. I've been all these other states for Monster Jam, but I've never been further north than Los Angeles. So why not? I just said, why not take a trip to middle of California, go to Fresno and check that out. So there we go. And the last show that I got scheduled right now is August 28th, Boston, Massachusetts, or shall I say Foxborough, Massachusetts, for Monster Jam in Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots play. And that is it for my schedule. That is, let me count, 6 more weekends of competition from now through August that I will be attending. I think there's only one weekend I won't be attending a show in the next 6. So I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be gone filming for you guys. If you want to check out videos from those shows, make sure to subscribe to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. YouTube.com/C/Monster Jam Lord. Type Monster Jam Lord in on YouTube. It will be right there. 63,000 subscribers as of now. If you're interested in keeping up with where I'll be and seeing more, you know, keeping more in touch with the channel, more of the insides of it, follow on Instagram at monster.jam.lord. Twitter at Monster Jam Lord, and my brand new TikTok account at monster.jam.lord. It's doing pretty good. If you guys are interested in Monster Jam clips from all the shows I go to, go and follow my TikTok, and make sure to follow this podcast on the Believe Podcast Network or anywhere you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode of Believe in Monster Trucks. Thank you for everybody for listening. Have a good one.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.